And finally, my parting gift to you is peace. Peace is my parting gift. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. And so to prepare ourselves to receive the real peace, we must be still. Obey his voice. We must become comfortable and relaxed. And when we have relaxed ourselves bodily, we have to once again give over that other part of ourselves, that hidden part of ourselves, to our Lord Jesus, who says, "Come unto me, all of you, and I will give you rest. For my yoke is easy and my burdens are light. Come unto me, and I will give you rest." And this time, instead of handing over these burdens, I'd like you to imagine yourself walking into the arms of our outstretched Lord. He's stretching out and reaching towards us. Do we have to make that move towards him? Just as the prodigal son turned and went back to his father. The father walked out to meet him with his arms outstretched. And they embraced in a union of joy. All forgiven. All anger and loneliness and loss, all misery, diffused in the arms of his Father. And it is in this way that we come to our Father, through our Lord Jesus Christ, and into his outstretched arms, his reaching towards us. And so in the silence of the next few minutes, imagine yourself walking into his arms, or running, or rushing, or staggering, whichever way you picture yourself. But the arms are there, waiting for us. Come unto me, all of you. Come unto me. Now, in the first silence of the mind, where we allow God to speak directly into our minds, we take these words, peace. My peace I give unto you. Peace is my parting gift to you. We only need to take the one word, peace. We know that we're not going to get peace in our time, as it were. We know that there is always going to be aggravations in this world, but it's not that kind of peace that we're talking about, and we know that now. It's the inner peace and knowledge of the love of God that transcends all the things of this life. And if we want to make it easy for ourselves, we can easily discern those things which destroy our peace. They are the transitory things of this life. And if we can let go of the transitory things, if we can learn a certain amount of detachment, then we shall surely experience the peace which God is giving to us at this very moment. Peace is my parting gift to you. Peace is my parting gift to you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. We'll take the words now from our minds, transfer them to our hearts, where instead of listening to God's voice, as it were, we feel his very presence within the centre of our being. The further we go along the road of contemplation, the simpler our prayer life becomes. It isn't a big problem, it isn't a matter of reading all the books, listening to everyone speak about it, it's simply a question of getting on and doing it. And in this very act of the simplest of prayer, we let go of all things, all people, all thoughts, all the pain, all the things that destroy our peace, the transitory things. We even lose ourself in the end, and there is only God. We are only aware of his presence within us. And his presence within us at this moment is the presence of his peace. This is the aspect or the facet of God which we are going to feel most deeply. We are not just hoping to understand it or become one with it, but to lose ourselves in it so that there is no separation between ourselves and him. There is not his peace and our peace, but only peace. And then we shall be in a position later on to live out his peace in the rest of our lives until we meet again in retreat. Peace is my parting gift to you. Peace is my parting gift to you. Peace is my parting gift to you. And in acknowledgement of the gifts we have received, we go into the last part of the silence, engaging our will. And I would like to suggest that in this last time of intercession together, we concentrate on the needs of the sick, the needs of the poor, spiritually poor or physically poor, and the needs of those who we perceived need healing. Now, healing is only an umbrella word, really. It has lots of spokes to it. We've already, in our silences together, explored the business of our being spirit and life, and the flesh of no avail. So we're not talking here simply of physical healing, comfortable as that may be. We're speaking of coming face to face with God. Do you remember the story of the woman with the hemorrhage? She touched Jesus' cloak, but he turned round and he wanted to see her face to face. Do you remember the story? The man that had been laying by the pool. And Jesus said to him, "Do you really want to be healed?" There is the story of the casting out of the devils that were legion. The story of Jesus curing the lepers, 10 of them. But were they all cured? The gospel story says, yes, they were all cured. They were much being cured of their leprosy, but only one was really healed. The one that turned and came back and said, thank you. So we're not talking just of physical ailments. We're talking about deeper hurts, deeper problems, sins and guilt. We're talking about the wholeness of healing, not simply the physical curing of some bodily ailment. And I'm sure it is everyone's will here that we hold before God those that have been given to our own special care, those that are known to us. And so, as before, in the silence of the next 2 minutes, we will visualize these people and hold them before God. Peace is my parting gift to you. Peace is my parting gift to you. I would like to begin this part of the intercession by holding before God my son Adam. Dave, Rita, and Hilary. The Lord says, I will heal you, and my peace I will give to you. I will strengthen you. And my peace I give unto you. Those in hospital, in the Gulf States, those in poor hospitals in Africa, those in impoverished hospitals in Romania, those in hospital all over the world this day, you are my people. You are all precious to me and honored by me, and I love you. Do not be anxious or afraid, for it is I, and I have seen your tears, and I have heard your prayers. And I will come and heal you, and my peace I will give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Peace is my parting gift to you. Loving Heavenly Father, we thank you for your unsearchable riches, pouring forth as light from the sun, in boundless profusion, boundless generosity, whether received, rejected, or ignored. And especially we thank you for your peace. And once again, we offer and present unto you, as far as we are now able, ourselves as an emptiness to be filled with your fullness, all that we are, all that we have, all that we do, a living sacrifice in your service.